joining us on the phone right now, Colorado's 4th Congressional District Congressman Cory Gardner. And Cory, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Hey, Devin is away on vacation this week, and joining me in studio, I know you know him, my good friend Bob Hewson, the executive director of Colorado Youth Outdoors.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Cory. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, hey, Congressman, let's start off. It seems like the scandals have been kind of put to the back burner with the mainstream media. A lot of focus on what's going on in the U.S. Senate right now on the immigration bill. But I know there are still hearings going on, whether it's Benghazi, AP, IRS, et cetera, et cetera. Can you give us an update on what is happening over in the House right now?
Absolutely. And a lot of the reasons the media takes their attention off the president is it's a little bit like a shiny light. The president has gone over to Europe and Africa for a extended visit. And so whenever the shiny light leaves the room, the press is off onto something else. And so you've got them focusing over on the Senate right now. But you're exactly right. The House Ways and Means Committee is continuing to hold hearings on the issue of the IRS. In fact, I believe that the IRS chief, Mr. Werfel, is testifying today before Ways and Means Committee as we speak. Yesterday, the Armed Services Committee, the House Armed Services Committee, held a hearing on Benghazi to try to get to the bottom of what happened with that led to the deaths of 4 Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. We continue to look into the IRS and concerns of whether they may have taken our private health insurance or our personal health information as part of an IRS investigation into health insurance companies. So this issue, it will continue, whether it's the NSA trying to figure out why grandma's buying 2% milk at the grocery store and calling grandpa about it, or whether the Benghazi soldiers were told something to stand down, issued an order, and we'll continue to look into the AP about why the president's trying to chill free speech. So these issues, these scandals, this overreach by the president will not be forgotten or left unchecked.
Congressman, if you could maybe help me understand, how long do these things get drawn out? I mean, can we expect this to go, is this what we're going to be falling through the summer and into the fall? And at what point does this, where do we see an end to these, I mean, obviously multiple scandals, but is there an end in sight? Are decisions really going to be made?
Well, in the case of several of these scandals, the information was only brought to light after months and months, if not years, of hearings and investigations. The administration has hundreds of people who are able to try to obfuscate the work that Congress is doing to investigate their activities. Committees only have maybe a handful, a dozen or less people to investigate, while the administration has hundreds just within the White House alone, let alone around the various departments and administrations throughout the country and Washington, D.C. itself. So these will continue until the White House is absolutely transparent and accountable with the American people.
So, Cory, it sounds like, though, at the end of it, the next natural step in this process would be if Congress unearths enough information, that would be a call. It's congressional authority, right, that is needed to call for a special prosecutor?
Well, that's right. In some instances, I think you will see a special prosecutor come forward. I mean, just look at the IRS scandal in and of itself. We now know that it wasn't just conservatives that were targeted. It was other people that were targeted for their political beliefs. And so the investigation grows, and more people, as we've said all along, ought to be outraged about what happened, because if it could happen to them, it could happen to somebody else, as we now know that it did. So the case for a special prosecutor needs to be rock solid, because, as you know, if we do something that just looks overtly or is overtly political, that's not the right thing for the country, and that shouldn't be done for overtly political reasons.
Excellent.
If we have the solid information on it, we should go forward.
Excellent. Joining us on the phone right now, Colorado's 4th Congressional District Congressman Cory Gardner. All right, Cory, switching gears. Immigration vote looks like it's going to come up in the U.S. Senate here in the next couple of days. Can you give us an update? One, what's going on over in the U.S. Senate? And two, how the House is reacting to what's going on in the Senate? And what are you hearing or what is going to happen over in the House as it relates to the immigration debate?
Well, the Senate, I believe by the end of the week, will indeed vote on the Senate immigration bill, and I think they will approach close to 70 votes. I don't think they're quite going to get there. I think they're going to get around 69 votes for the Senate package. I personally think that this debate needs a different bill than the Senate bill. I think the House will not have the votes for the Senate package, and I would not vote for the Senate bill as it stands today. And so the House is going to focus on several things that we need to. First of all, it's the border security, focusing on border security first, border enforcement, putting those things together that will actually secure the border and create a step-by-step process in this country to prevent the kinds of things that led to the failure of the 1986 bill, the last time this issue was addressed in a large order. So, I mean, if we have a border security first enforcement, like E-Verify system, we can find a system that actually brings people to this country and keeps people in the country that are contributing to a healthy economy in the United States and actually has a willingness to pledge allegiance to this country. Those are the things we need in a strong immigration bill.
Well, and it's interesting that you talk about border security, and I guess the question we ask and the information that we get or the feedback that we get from listeners on this one, Congressman, for what it's worth, is why can't we have a single piece of legislation that deals with border security alone? And I know a lot of conservatives out there say, listen, we would be willing to talk about what to do with 11, 15, 20 million illegals in the United States if we had confidence that the border was secure. We would be more than open to a discussion about what to do with them and how to get them on a pathway to citizenship and get them above ground here because it benefits the economy and there's more value to the economy if that happens. But you're 100% right. Everybody's looking at this as a replay of 1986. So the question is, how come we can't just deal with the single issue right now of just border security?
And I believe that's the direction the House will take. The House is working on a strong border security package that deals with border security enforcement. That's what the bill does. It doesn't do anything else. It deals with border security and enforcement. It includes an E-Verify component. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. And that's what this package, this first bill, will focus on. And I think we need immigration reform in this country, but it's got to start first where we can create that step-by-step process beginning with border security.
Congressman, we've got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts you want to get out there for the listeners?
Well, I just, again, the 4th of July is coming up. It's a great time to reflect on the freedom this country stands for and the Constitution that day means for us. So the Constitution that is derived from that great day over 200 years ago.
Excellent. Cory, always appreciate the time.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.